You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Life of an Accounting Droid. I'm your host, as always, Neil, bringing you episode number 81. So, got quite a bit of an episode for you this week. Not lots of, but more than the usual bits of news. I got an app review, Android and iOS for this time. Then we'll jump into the usual entertainment news, some stuff that I watched, as well as a film review, then round it out with a Star Wars profile. In the app review segment, I will talk about a brief update or something that I've worked on a little bit this week, as I finally purchased something that I talked to review a few weeks ago. So with that being said, I'll jump right into the episode. So to start it off with the theme, this week's theme is expansion. So this is a period in the business cycle when a company's business activity surges or increases compared to recent activity. So generally the business is considered to be at its trough, or there's a visible dip in sales when looking at sales over a period of time. This expansion extends until the company's GDP hits its peak. So there can be a market saturation, there can be a downturn in the economy, or any number of other reasons where the company is maxed out at its current sales for that product. This is also known in the broader sense as an economic recovery. So it can be one of those situations where a company is in its downturn, where a product line has reached its peak market saturation, as well as been in its downturn, and a company has just come out with a new product and has just begun selling it, so it's now back in its upswing. So with that being said, I'll jump right into this week's tech news. So to start it off, Google Maps got an update with real-time information viewing. So basically what you'll do, you'll swipe up from the bottom of the app to get real-time traffic, restaurant information, and things like that based on where your current location is. Google Cloud Search is now available for G Suite users, so if you want the power of cloud computing with your Google Suite package, that is now available. Android Wear 2.0 was announced and released this week, and now allows you to personalize your watch face with information from your favorite apps. Has better integration with Google Fit, allows you to more easily find and install apps via the Google Play Store, more easily respond to messages, and now has Google Assistant built in, so you can now more easily search using Assistant. Google Chrome got an update to now support VR headsets natively, so if there are websites that have a VR experience, you can now use Chrome to do that. The Chrome Vox screen reader got an update this week as well, with more keyboard shortcuts, improved compatibility with Braille shortcuts, and now adds a sort of feature called Earcons that has more audible features, so more places where you're going to have audible responses while surfing the web. In other news, WhatsApp now offers two-step verification for everyone. So basically, once you've got this set up, it will require a six-digit password when you're connecting to a new device. And finally, Telegram updated their app to support Android Wear version 2. So if you use the app and have an Android Wear version 2 device, then that will integrate nicely. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's app review. And for this week, it's an app and a service called Lumosity. So last week, I was looking for a way to help basically improve memory, cognition, awareness, things like that, just as a personal way of improving myself, keeping my mind sharp and that sort of thing. I don't play video games as much as I used to, and definitely not as many action games as I used to. So there's those situations where improved reaction and coordination and things like that are not necessary, or kind of on this downswing. I'm still relatively young, so it's not a problem, but if I want to keep my mind sharp and active, I figured I should find a way to do that. And one of the first or top apps that came up was Lumosity. So basically what it allows you to do is it allows you to test your memory, speed, cognition, attention, and flexibility by allowing you to play various games and some features every single day in order to achieve those ends. If you are using the free version, you're only allowed to use three of those or play three of those games a day. If you're on the Pro or the Premium version, you can play all five at a time every day. And you do get a mix of different ones every single day. So if you're on the free version like I am, you get three different games every single day to keep up on those various activities. So you're not playing the same one every day. You don't fall into that lull of playing the same three games over and over. You can play that day's games as many times as you want. So even if you're on the free version, for whatever three games you get that day, you can play those games as many times as you want. If you're on the premium version, all games are unlocked, so you can play any one you want at any given time. But you do get a base starting point of three or five games every day. And then the other thing that you can do is you can have the app notify you at a certain time every day that it's time to play those games. So whether you want to start at the beginning of the day when you wake up, or maybe at the end of the day before you go to sleep or on your lunch break, or whatever time you want to be reminded, you can set that specific time so that you can be helped to remember to play it. I was using it for a couple of days, but I turned off the notification just because I play at various times. Sometimes I might want to play when I wake up in the morning or before I go to sleep, or just when I have about 5 to 10 minutes to play the games. The app is available on the web for Android and for iOS, so you have cross-platform compatibility. And it is very, I don't want to say simple, but it is a very straightforward app. So once you jump in and sign in, you'll take a brief tutorial/introductory test, so you get a base level of where you're at and areas that you may need improvement, and then you can build up from there and help improve all the things I talked about. So the app is Lumosity. It's spelled Lumosity. You can visit on the web, lumosity.com, or find it in the Android App Store for Google Play, and then the iOS App Store as well. So that's all there is for that. And then as a quick update, so a few weeks ago, I forget exactly when, I reviewed a live wallpaper app for Android called Custom Live Wallpaper, or abbreviated KLWP. I did test the free version to set up your own live wallpaper for whatever you may want to do. And recently, over the past week, I was able to buy the Pro version to test it out, import live wallpapers, export my own. And most of what I did was available in the free version, but I had a chance to play with it and do some of its more cooler features. So what I did was I was able to import a wallpaper and set up animations, folders, touch actions, and things like that to set up a wallpaper based on various things in the wallpaper. So it's a picture of a couple of podcast hosts with images on their t-shirts. So I set up a touch action, so when you touch the logo on their shirts, each logo does a different thing. I set up a general icon that opens other icons. And then I set up a weather forecast as well, so I get the current weather and conditions as well as the high and low, and then the next 2 days forecast as well. So it's, overall, I was able to do quite a bit. Or I don't want to say quite a bit, but I was able to do enough where it is actually a pretty cool layout that I like as well, and I was able to export it. So probably over the next few days or so, I'm hoping by the time the next week's episode comes out, I already have it exported, but I'm thinking about doing a quick video of what I did and then sharing the custom live wallpaper as well. So in case you guys listen to the same guys and you want the same thing to test it out, especially to see how my spacing works and all that, and that'll be available. But overall, it's very nifty. I actually had a good educational experience on using it, and I highly recommend testing it out if you're on Android and want to set up a nifty live wallpaper. And then I have it working with Android or with Action Launcher 3, so pretty good there. So that's all there is for that. So with that, I'll jump into this week's entertainment segment. So as far as some news, with Super Bowl 51 last week, we got a new trailer for Transformers The Last Night, and it is also now available online in 4K as an extended trailer as well, so definitely worth checking out. This week it was announced That Star Wars Land is going to be opening in 2019, so that we have a date there. And that's for Disneyland in Anaheim, California, as well as Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Disney Orlando is also going to be getting the World of Avatar, so a section of the Animal Kingdom will be created for that, so you get or you can experience Avatar live. This week, Hasbro announced that the Monopoly Star Wars 40th Anniversary Edition game will be releasing soon. It's gonna cost $29.99, and 2 to 6 players will be able to play at a time. It features characters and moments from Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope, so look out for that coming soon. As far as what I watched this week, I had a chance to finish watching Twin Peaks Season 1, Episode 6 through 8. So Season 1 is done, overall pretty good. We're getting closer and closer to figuring out who killed Laura Palmer. I haven't had a chance to get into Season 2 yet, but we did have a climactic season finale with Agent Cooper, so it is worth watching to continue, but it's been slow, so when I get a chance, I'll start in on Season 2. I also had a chance to watch the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 51. I didn't make any bets this year, or get in on any pools, but I was aiming for the Patriots to win, and the first half was definitely a stressful half for that goal, but luckily they pulled it off and won the game. I also had a chance to watch Black Sails Season 4 Episode 2, so just continuing to watch that adventure. We have the various players and the continuing fallout of everybody trying to figure out what to do with John Silver missing, as well as getting other people on board with attacking and reclaiming Nassau. I also had a chance to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 4, Episode 13, Boom. So we have the creation of a new human and one who didn't expect to become one. And finally, I had a chance to continue watching The Expanse, so Season 2, Episode 3, Static. So we learn a little bit more about the virus, or the proto-matter, I think, or whatever that stuff is called, and what the testing environment was, and that certain parties don't want war, so definitely worth watching there. So with that being said, for this week's review, I actually had a chance to watch a movie in its entirety that I haven't seen in a long time, and one that I don't think I've watched in its entirety from beginning to end, and that's the movie The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger. So I know I think when it was on TV, I watched bits and pieces, or I don't even think I remember ever renting it, so I don't think I've ever seen it in full, but I did watch the bulk of it, and since it's streaming on Amazon Prime, I decided to give it a watch and see what I missed, or if there's anything else, and just to have the full movie watch. So the movie itself released in the United States on November 13, 1987. A summary of the movie: that a wrongly convicted man must try to survive a public execution gauntlet staged as a game show. It has a Rotten Tomatoes or a IMDb score of 66%, with Rotten Tomatoes critic score of 61% and an audience score of 60%. So, hit or miss movie, generally more favored than not. It is an early Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, and overall I thought it was a pretty good movie. It was entertaining, it was fun, and we could see certain points in other movies, so I'll jump into the review. So, first off, it's far too easy to get through airport security. So when Arnold Schwarzenegger and Amber are going through security to try and get to Hawaii, Arnold plays it off, I guess, very well that they're married and she forgot her ID badge. But I guess if you annoy the security guard enough, you can get through security. So I guess it's a relic of a time when it's easier to get through security. But I guess if you still don't have a badge or a ticket, it's easy to get through, so that kind of bothered me there. The Amber and the one guy are trying to get the password and get the security code from the terminal. I'm glad that the password has at least one letter and one number, so decent enough password management going on there. So that was just a random thing that I thought carried over into the present day. If you're going to frame Ben Richards, then why not delete the source material? So that's the thing that bugged me, is that when Amber finds the original tape in the files of the Running Man TV show. I thought that's just sloppy and presuming too much if you're altering footage and you're keeping a copy of the original. I understand making backups, but if you're going to, as a TV show and being evil and trying to frame somebody, if you're going to do that, why keep the originals to begin with? And finally, if one of your stalkers requires a car to attack, why are there so many obstacles? So the light bright guy, I forget his name, but basically his car thing was going through all these obstacles and they were basically making it easy for Arnold Schwarzenegger to find a hill to run up and make that plan and then overcome him. So that was kind of a weird thing, but it was kind of weird that if you're going to, why not be in a more open area or have enough room to navigate and get around your runners? So overall, the movie itself was pretty good. I enjoyed it enough. As far as rating, I'd probably give it maybe a 75%. It was pretty good. It stuck in its time with the graphics and what they were trying and kind of what happened. But it also reminded me a lot of Total Recalls, but without the Mars and aliens. It required Arnold Schwarzenegger to run around a lot and figure out what was going on. He met up with a typical female lead or co-star. And then if you just basically, like I said, if you take out Mars and the aliens, you got yourself the Running Man. So it just seemed like a comparable movie, and I can see how Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to translate into that. So if you have Amazon Prime, it's a good movie to rewatch. If not, if you want to rent it, it's worth a rewatch, but definitely not one movie to go out and watch if you have other stuff going on. So with that being said, I'll jump right into this week's Star Wars profiles. And along the lines of Lumosity, I got to thinking what I should review this week. So I figured I would go through kind of the base levels of the Jedi Trials and the five trials to go through. So the Jedi Trials are a prerequisite for becoming a Jedi Knight if one is a Padawan. And it's sometimes retaken if a Jedi Knight is to become a Jedi Master and there's no conflict or reason or way otherwise to become that Master. It is administered by the Jedi High Council to Padawans deemed worthy to take the trial. So even if the Padawan might be ready, if the High Council doesn't think that the Padawan is ready, then they will not give the trial. There are five trials to test that Padawan skills in order, or test that Padawan in order to consider them to become a Jedi Knight. The first trial is a trial of skill. So one test early on was a lightsaber technique, so how well they handle it. But also, it was later added in transition to being able to avoid distraction through self-discipline. So while they're in the heat of battle and while they're fighting, how well do they focus on what they need to do and stick to the task at hand. There's also the trial of courage, so they simulate combat and see how well each Padawan handles themselves, or they get scared, fearful, succumb to fear, and things like that. There's the trial of flesh, so that's where they have to overcome great pain or hardship, so is whether it's other people or situations or otherwise, kind of like along a different form of distractions, but how well are they able to overcome physical distractions. There's also the trial of spirit, so it's an internal trial of self-discovery, so how well do they handle themselves, what do they think of themselves, what are they able to fight and overcome their own fears and things like that. So there's that. And then finally there's a test of, or the trial of insight. So this is the ability, this is a test the ability of the Padawan to see what is truly in front of them. So whether it's judging other people or analyzing a situation, are they able to understand exactly what's going on versus what's being said or what's being done? Are they able to look around corners, look into the situation and analyze what's going on? So that's all there is for that. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, if you want to reach out to me, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can find me on, or you can find all links, screen or video reviews and all that good stuff on the website at patelN01.com. And of course, you can get to the video reviews directly at youtube.com/patelN01. And of course, if you like this show or any other show on the Geek.io network, you can visit geek-io.net to find more. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.